claims have remained largely the same.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Ukraine caused the situation in Mariupol heartbreaking.
Russians have completely encircled it for weeks now. They are pounding it with artillery day and night.
Christina Kavine said Ukrainian fighters and civilians are trapped. She labeled it a pending humanitarian disaster. Kavine said the U.S. and allies are continuing efforts to get additional weaponry to Ukraine as quickly as possible. She and her team have been working out of Poland since Russia invaded Ukraine. Johnny Depp is taking the stand in his high-profile lawsuit against his ex-wife Amber Heard for the second day as he sues Heard for $50 million after she wrote an article in 2018 claiming to be a victim of domestic violence. Depp alleges the actress would physically assault him when she became angry during fights between the former couple. The actor testified he stayed in the relationship despite the abuse because of how his father used to handle abuse from his mother.
My father, remaining stoic as my mother would beat him to death.
Heard has sued back, asking for $100 million. Today marks 23 years since the Columbine High School shooting. 12 students and a teacher were killed in the gunfire in Littleton, Colorado. The community will mark today with a 6th annual day of service. More than 1,000 students, teachers, families, and community members will come together to work on special projects to serve others. No classes will be held at the school today. SpaceX is preparing for a pair of rocket launches from Florida in the coming days. On Thursday, the private space company is planning to put another batch of Starlink Internet satellites into orbit at a launch scheduled for 11:16 a.m. from Cape Canaveral. SpaceX and NASA's Crew 4 mission to the International Space Station is scheduled for an early Saturday morning launch. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all KKNW Call to Win contests. After our contest on-air cue to call, the first completed call received at 888-298-KKNW or number given at time of contest will be selected and verified as the winner. You could win a prize valued up to $100. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150kknw.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And, yeah, I'm just a little bit... I'm having this little bit energetic hangover from the kind of great shows we've had all week long, and especially last night, and it's only Wednesday, and we've got a great show coming up. But this particular show, you know, many of you have heard the conversations that I've had with Brett Bevel. You know, he's the author of several books, including the one we talk quite a bit about, Healing Racism Within. But also, he's also the author of books like Psychic Reiki and The Wizard's Guide to Energy Healing, you know, The Reiki Magic Guide to Self-Attunement, Reiki Spiritual Healing. So when I talk about Brett, yes, we've talked about healing racism within, but the underpinnings of that is so deeply grounded in his life path, his work, his own personal life. And that's why today's show is so kind of important. Because this is something people that are of color or part of the LGBTQ plus community really know. They know the energy of racism. They know it. They feel it. But they don't know it the way that Brett Bevel's going to talk about it today. Brett, great to have you, right?
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Come on. There is an energy. Come on. There is an energy. And yet, we just don't know what to call it. Now, sometimes it's the energy of hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But tell us what this energetic feel is. And it's not new. It's been with us historically. I like to say hysterically. Because when we talk about something like this, there's just a whole lot of crazy that has gone on the way we treat people. Give us a little update on what that means and what made you aware of it.
Yeah, so I first became aware of it, I think, probably in the early 1990s when I was riding the New York subway system with a girlfriend of mine at the time who happened to be a woman of color. We were holding hands on the G train. And I was also happened to be working at a pagan bookstore at that time. I was paying a lot of attention to my aura and the feelings of the energy around me. And as she and I were holding hands, I just felt like these energetic knives coming at me. And nobody said anything. There were no racist remarks. There was nothing, you know, nobody did anything to me physically. But I could feel this palpable, like, energetic knives coming at her and I because we were holding hands on the train. And it made me think of two things immediately. One is, what is it like for her and other people of color all the time who are experiencing this 24/7?
Yep.
And also, what is it like for those people who are sitting here allowing this kind of energy to come through them and who are probably totally unconscious of the fact that it's even happening most of the time? And so part of my journey has been, how do we, those of us who are white, how do we tap into our own consciousness, our own energetic body enough, deep enough, and clearly enough to be able to see when that arises and then to change it at its root so that we're not subconsciously sending that kind of energy out to people of color or LGBTQIA people or anybody who might seem different than us. So how do we change that energetically? And for me, a lot of that has been through Reiki. There's other forms of energy healing that people can use. I love doing Reiki, but there's a lot of ways to address it. But the first thing is just to simply become aware of the fact that it exists. And historically, it's been going on for generations, for hundreds of years. So it's kind of an energetic tsunami that has been with us for a long time.
You know what's interesting about that description is I know that this has happened to a lot of people. I know they've seen it. But, you know, part of us, we don't understand this, but we feel. I love the subway example because that totally was why I told you about my red hair thing. It was the subway experience, right? Mm-hmm. You would think in New York that would be like a non-thing. But it's not. And, you know, you're so right about it because my ignorance about it caused me to respond in a way that got us in even more trouble. You know, and I've shared this. My coach was from Ghana, Africa, and we were inseparable. We went everywhere together. We were pulled over by the police, but I did not know that my behavior would get us further into trouble. Well, energetically, let me just say, energetically, you could feel it. You could feel other people's anger, disgust. I don't have the language, but any kind of emotion like that, like fear, fear, right? All of that. But it never, in my sister's family, she taught all of her children. We were very fortunate to have the upbringing from my mom, my stepmom. Forget my dad. My dad, I just got to throw over here. He's over there. He's just like crazy tunes. But I want to ask you this question. Give me the source of the energy, because we don't know the source, right?
Yeah.
Without the source, there's no remorse. Can't have it. Tell us. What's the deal?
I mean, for me, the source is really ancestral. It really goes back to, you know, if you think about it in detail of, you know, who was, bringing the slaves over on the boats and who was selling the slaves and who was, running the cotton fields and who was buying the cotton that was being sold. And all of that, if you think of that, let's just take an example of a plantation, pre-Civil War. Did the white people who lived on that plantation, did they ever shed the tears or do the grief work that would be necessary to release that pattern? Probably not. Probably in most cases not.
No.
Did their children do that grief work? Probably not. And so it has historically just been passed on from generation to generation to generation, where we don't even think about it much of the time. You know, for me, whenever I'm having a what might feel like a reaction to somebody, if that person happens to be a person of color, the first thing I do now is try to check in to those voices in my head that are not mine. Like, is this coming from me, or is this coming from my grandma or my great-grandpa? Or, like, where is this coming from? And a lot of times I can track and see, you know, my issue has nothing to do with this person who is in front of me. It's actually some old voice that I'm carrying in my head that I need to heal and release. And so it's really kind of doing that kind of work and again, taking a deeper look into ourselves, into our ancestral history. And energetically, there are ways, there are techniques to literally, you know, sever those energetic cords and heal and release that kind of stuff.
But, you know, part of this really is getting a level of awareness about it that we don't have. You know, it's what I really am wanting to talk to you about is because there is a spread of it. You know, my sister, when she was alive, was so revered in the multicultural, multiracial world. She was revered. When she died, there were at least 3 to 5 Yonkers blocks of people of all colors, of all religions. She was so revered. You know, when you went to her apartment in the worst possible project in Yonkers, you can imagine, her door was never locked. And those of us that came were interestingly protected. So when I would come, 3 guys would meet me. 3 men of color would meet me. They had a cone in the parking space. They would remove the cone. I would pull in, and they would put the cone on my car and escort me up there with a couple of 9mm guns. This is my sister, and I would ask her, how did you become so loving? And I asked her that despite how my dad treated her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something interesting to me, Brett, and I hope we could all get it. She said, what's the alternative of that, Pat? She says, it's hate. You know,
yeah.
So I want to ask you this question. This level of energetic racism is spreading worse than the virus and the pandemic, in my opinion. What's your thought?
Yeah, it feels like a mental virus. You know, I've seen some books recently come out. I forget the title, but about a mind virus. You know, that there's this almost like energetic virus of hatred and anger that is kind of engulfing the planet right now.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it shows up as racism, but it can also be homophobia or other, you know, misogyny, other ways of disparaging people and creating an us and them mentality. And, you know, I think even the war in the Ukraine is kind of consumed by that energy. Even though they are all of the same color, there's still that same kind of vibration of hatred that's just spinning out of control that has caused this horrible conflict. And I feel that, again, these are things that everything is made of energy. You know, that Einstein knew that. E equals MC squared. Everything is made of energy. And energetically, these issues can be addressed. And it does take a responsibility for each of us individually to, first of all, acknowledge our own energy and then take a commitment to rectify things where things are out of balance or where we need to bring healing to ourselves. But things can change. Again, I came from a pretty horrific childhood. There was a lot of hatred and, you know, witnessed a murder when I was a child, a race-based murder and other such things. And yet, I'm now married to a woman of color. I have a beautiful multiracial son. I'm a very happy person. I feel like I'm doing good work in the world. So there's a way to turn that stuff around. And again, the tools that I talk about energetically are not the only path, but they're a path that for me has been very useful. And so I like to teach that and hopefully bring that out to the world.
It's so important to do it. But I want to get back to something you said before we do that. I want to talk about transformation around racism. racism, homophobia, misogyny, whatever you want to talk about, because it's across the board. And it's not just across the board energetically now. It's seeping into our legislation. The latest anti-abortion legislation is criminal. It is just criminal. I don't care what side you're on, pro-life, pro-choice. There is a middle ground for people to get through, and it's not putting women in jail. That is not the place. But you work with this. You heal with energy. You're a master at it. How do people find out about you, and what kind of courses are you now featuring in the upcoming months?
Sure. So they can find out at me at brettbevell.com. That's BrettBevell.com. And if you go to my live dates page, it'll show you where my upcoming trainings are. I'm actually offering a healing on Zoom tonight that's going to be a live group energy healing. But also later this summer in July, July 1st to 3rd, I'm offering a first and second degree Reiki training at Omega Institute, which is a very beautiful holistic retreat center in upstate New York. So please, yeah, visit my page and check out a number of the offerings. There's both live in-person things as well as live online events as well.
Yeah. Omega's got some incredible training and learning opportunities. Look, everything's energy. I think one of the greatest misunderstandings we have is that we can control our own energy field. Despite what's coming at us, despite the harm that's coming at us, despite the harm that's coming at other people, we can really control it. Now, I will say when I was younger, I didn't understand this very well. And I watched our car coming back from a tournament be pulled over because my coach was black, or as I said. I had other people of color in the car, and we were pulled over in somewhere around Philly. And we weren't speeding. There wasn't a headlight out. We weren't drinking, right? You know, we actually were pretty sad because I got my butt kicked, but we got pulled over. And what happened to me was the energy that came towards Sam, I exerted back to the police, and that was a mistake. You see, this is so important, yet every cell in our body wants to scream out. It wants to say no. It wants to say that's not just. But that can't possibly be the transforming the energy of racism moment. I don't know. Tell us how we do that.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, I want to commend you that you did recognize and acknowledge the energy that was there. I think for me, you know, what I invite people to do, whether it's through meditation or energy healing, is to be able to acknowledge that energy and then also find your place of centeredness, find your place of neutrality so that you can witness that energy the same way you witness a, you know, a cloud passing across the sky. And then again, with Reiki, there's actually at the second degree level, there's symbols that you can use for mental emotional healing. They're quite effective. And so doing mental emotional healing on issues around racism, or whether it's racist imprints that you're carrying from the past, or racial trauma that you have, if you're a person of color, that you've endured in this lifetime, that can be healed energetically through the second degree symbol in Reiki. And there's other forms of energy healing as well, but, you know, Reiki is probably the most popular and most well-known, and so, you know, I want to focus on that as my answer.
Well, let's tell people about how that works, because there may be some people that are familiar with Reiki, but they may not know how it works. Now, tonight, you're going to be featuring something that's going to demonstrate that. How do people get there? I don't know, is it open to the public?
It is open. There is a fee. There's a $35 fee. It's a one-hour healing on Zoom, and people come on. So if you go to my live dates section, it'll say tonight, so Wednesday, April 20th, it'll say this is final zap, and there's a little link there. You click the link. It tells you a little more information about the class, and there's the option to purchase the class. When you purchase it, you're then sent a Zoom link, and then you just show up, and I'm there at 9 o'clock, and also for people who can't be there live, if you do buy it ahead of time, then I just send you a recording, which will still carry the energy of it. And basically, I just do an energy healing for about 45 to 50 minutes, and then at the last 10 minutes, I just ask for people's comments and questions, you know. But it's a very deep, deep process of healing that it can release energetic cords, it can release stuff from past lives, negative karma. So even if one wanted a healing that had nothing to do around energies of race, it's still a very powerful experience.
I asked Linda to see if I can get an interview with the young person in Florida that was talking to classmates about Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you read the article. And I asked Linda to please, could you get a hold, can we see if we can interview them, of course, with their parents, because they're 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because for those of us that were at Stonewall, we really want to have a conversation with somebody that's carrying the message forward. Because I got to tell you, before long, we're not going to remember the marches on Washington in the 60s. We're not going to remember the death of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. We're not going to remember what it was like to be out on the streets every day for women's rights. We're not going to remember any of that. We're not going to remember the Gloria Steinems, you know. We're not going to remember the women and the men, by the way, men and women of all colors, that had no digital format to hit a button and tweet because it didn't work. You had to be there in person. What is the energy that we need to create now to really initiate real change?
For me, again, I would say starting with ourselves and taking responsibility for our personal energy, but also realizing that we are part of a collective. We are part of an interconnected web. And what happens in Florida doesn't stay in Florida. What happens in the Ukraine doesn't stay in the Ukraine. That energetic web engulfs all life. And there's ripples of information and currents of energy that are interconnected between all life. And so the more you take responsibility for your own energy and then start to expand that awareness, you begin to see that sense of interconnection is important. So first of all, clearing and healing yourself, but then also, for example, if you're a Reiki practitioner, you can also send healing out into the world to those kinds of issues, to the issues of what's happening with the legislature and the governor in Florida and the kind of things they're trying to do, what's happening in Texas with the diminished abortion access, what's happening in the Ukraine with the horrible war that's happening there. And it's not that one healer is going to be able to end that with one healing session, but I think if there's, you know, tens of thousands of people who are doing work both on themselves and sending light out into the world, I do believe that it has, you know, what they call the Maharishi effect, where students at the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's University in Iowa literally did an experiment where they would meditate on the crime going down in Washington, D.C. And over a period of time, they tracked the statistics, and they noticed that while they were meditating on the crime went down, the crime actually went down. And so we can have an impact on the larger whole energetically. And again, also I want to reinforce, not just energetically, make sure you vote. Make sure you're active in your community. Make sure that you're, you know, being mindful of who you vote for, what you contribute to, and all those kind of important aspects of being a standing up citizen in this country.
You know, Brett, let's talk a little bit, if we could, about the book that you wrote. We've talked about it before. But if you were to rewrite that book now,
mm-hmm.
what would you add to it?
I think I would expand more on the chapter about what I call multiracial gratitude. Because the more, ever since the book's been published and the more I reread that chapter and the more work that I do with that, it really opens a person up. It also doesn't require any in-depth energy healing training, so it doesn't require any kind of new age consciousness that somebody like me might have. It's just a simple act of being grateful for, what other cultures bring, what people from other cultures bring, and you can start simple, making a list of 10 to 20 things a day and just doing that as a regular practice. And, you know, scientists know that gratitude rewires the brain in a positive way. And so if you specifically intend that to be about issues of race and cultural diversity, it will start to rewire your brain in that positive way. And so, yeah, if I could rewrite the book, I would expand that part significantly.
I want to take a moment again to let people know, if we could, one, how they can find out more about you, how they can get a copy of that book. It's a wonderful, wonderful book to really, as a family, really get and bring into the family and really share, especially with children. It's just wonderful. But how do they find out about you? And then remind us again of what your upcoming classes at Omega are.
Yeah, so the book, you can get it, you know, at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. And again, it's Healing Racism Within. My name's Brett Bevel. It's published by Monkfish Publishing. So Barnes & Noble, Amazon, also your local bookseller, hopefully with Carriot. So if you want to support your local bookstore, which I'm always, you know, in favor of promoting that, just go to your local bookstore and ask them to order it for you. And in terms of, you know, me, again, my website is brettbevel.com. That's BrettBevell.com. If you go to my live dates page, it'll show the healing that I'm offering tonight, which starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time and goes for an hour. It's called This is Spinal Zap. But if you also scroll further down, there's some of the offerings that I'm having at Omega Institute later this year, starting with a first and second degree Reiki training the weekend of July 1st through 3rd. So I'd certainly welcome people, you know, learning not only more about me and what I do, but also the important processes that are in the book, Healing Racism Within.
And I would love for you to leave us with a daily practice, leave us with something that people can implement today.
Yeah, today, I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Make a list of 10 to 20 things that are about a culture or a person who is different than you, different color, different language, however you want to interpret that, and express gratitude around that. You don't necessarily have to express it to them. You can if you want to, but literally making a gratitude list. So, you know, for example, if I just say aloud, you know, I'm grateful for the presence of Muhammad Ali, who really influenced me as a child. I never met him, but his poetry, his wit, his courage was a great influence on me as a child. All right, so that's just one item that I'm sharing with you right now, but so people can honor whether it's athletes, musicians, chefs and food, music, art, writing, you know, write a list down, 10 to 20 things per day, and just start there and just see what it starts to do for your consciousness.
Yeah. Boy, it's so important. There's nothing more powerful than gratitude, is there?
Yeah.
I want to ask you this last question as we move forward and we're looking at this. And I just want to hear, as you look ahead, Brett, what are you envisioning? You know, what is your greatest vision for the work you're bringing forward in the world? And what's on the horizon for you?
Yeah. So my greatest vision is that, again, would be that people embrace the concepts that are in the book and begin doing that deep inner work. It isn't necessarily easy, but I can tell you it is amazingly liberating. It is amazingly liberating to do this kind of work. And, you know, I think I may have mentioned this before on your program that since the book was first, the Gallic copies first came out, I lost 40 pounds since then. And I think literally it was the energetic weight of what I had been carrying, you know, from what I experienced as a child and what I saw around issues of race, and that I'm free of that. And so this work isn't easy, but it is so extremely liberating, far more liberating than any of the other self-help work that I've done. And believe me, I've done a lot working at Omega Institute for the last 20 years. So it's incredibly liberating. And I just invite people to just start, take those baby steps, even if it's just that gratitude practice that I mentioned earlier.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows how how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are not alone on your journey. Listen in to the Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable with Lisa Belt, twice a month for your well-deserved dose of positive energy and your personal reminder that you are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. Find your true calling and influence the world around you for the better with your profound gift. Walk away feeling truly unshakable. Remember, God can't steer a parked car, so step on the gas now with Lisa and let him do the rest. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It is March 9th, and I can't believe that spring is almost here. My flowers are starting to bloom in my yard, and I can't say it can't come soon enough. I'm really, really ready. So welcome to the show today, and today is a little bit different than what I've been doing. Last week, or 2 weeks ago on the show, I had Kristen Oakley on, and we talked again about foundation and identity, and Kristen had put together a free giveaway for us that talked about what I feel and what God says about it and then scripture references. So if you missed last week's show and would be interested in that kind of a reference document, just send me an email at coachlisa@lisabelts.com and put the words, this identity in the email subject, and I will get you that. So today is a little bit more personal than some of my shows have been, and we're going to drill into some things that I have been dealing with and recognizing in myself lately. And so we're still talking about foundation. We'll talk about foundation today and the next show, and then we're going to switch gears. So my three tenets are foundation, frame, and finish. So this month will be the last month on foundation, and then we'll move on to frame, about what are you building in your life. So coming back to today, I just really want to share that God has brought something to my attention in my own heart, my own life, and I imagine that there are other people that are going to relate to this too. So when my daughter was young, I wanted nothing more than to be a stay-at-home mom. My mom had the opportunity to stay at home with most of us when we were little, and that was the example that was set before me, and I really wanted to be able to do that. It just never got to happen. I basically was home with her for 2 months when she was born, and then for a few months later when she was like three, and that was about it. And I have to say, it really grieved my heart. And so God's been showing me that I have been carrying this grief deep in my heart all these years. So my daughter is now in her early 30s, and she is expecting a daughter in July, which we're really excited about. But God showed me that grief in my own heart was like a really heavy boulder. And if you think about a boulder, not just a rock, not something you can pick up and throw, but a boulder. It just weighs you down, and you adjust to it, and you carry that weight with you, and it becomes normal, but it really isn't supposed to be normal. And so what God showed me is that I have not allowed him in to console my grief. I've held on to that heaviness, and it became part of what defined me. And that definition said that I was not a good enough mom because I was not a stay-at-home mom. My efforts to keep going, to just do life, not just survive, but to do life and make a good life, caused me to just stuff those feelings down inside my heart and not really deal with them. I didn't even acknowledge them sometimes.
and I certainly just knew that I felt inadequate. And so as God's been showing me this lately, he's been talking to me about my heart being like a well. So I'm watching the series The Chosen right now, and there's the one episode where Jesus is with the Samaritan woman, and they're literally at a well. You know, it is a cylindrical hole in the ground where they draw water. I mean, everybody has that picture of a wishing well, right? So when that well is filled with rocks and boulders and debris, it reduces the ability for that well to hold water, and it makes it harder to draw that water out. In our lives, if you think of your heart or your spirit like a well, these boulders that we carry within us restrict how much of spirit or source we can carry and hold inside of us. And if you think about a cup with rocks in it, you can pour in maybe half a cup of water in an 8-ounce glass instead of the full 8 ounces of water. So the more rocks and debris you have in your cup or in your well, the more restricted you are in allowing spirit to come into you, but also to overflow out of you. So the idea is for us to open up. And another thing he showed me is that a lot of times we also put restrictions at the top of the cup. So instead of being an open, like a drinking glass, we narrow it down. And so not only do we have rocks inside our cup that restrict how much we can hold, we also make it harder for it to get in there. So the idea is to open up and allow the rivers of living water from the throne room of God to flow into us. God to fill me up, and then out of that abundance, we want that to be what flows over the top and sprinkles out on others. So we also can restrict the flow of the Spirit in different ways. Just like I did, I prevented the inflowing of God's comfort. And I wasn't aware that I was doing this. There was a subconscious belief that I didn't deserve God's comfort. I had created the situation that prevented me from staying home with my daughter. It's kind of the old, you made the bed, now lie in it phrase. And that's how I lived for many years. There was no grace for myself in this at all. I am typically very full of grace for others. But when it comes to myself, I don't give myself grace. But that is changing. So this is something God has changed over the last few years. And I am getting better at giving myself grace. God had to heal me of a lot of self-judgment, self-hatred, and self-rejection to get there. Those are also all beliefs that prevent the flow of the Holy Spirit through us. How can you carry the glory of God when you view yourself as broken and useless? God has spent decades now with me working to remove the boulders from my well. God speaks to me in visions or pictures, if probably pictures is a better word. What I see in my mind's eye is that I am down to the big boulders at the bottom of my well. And normal water cannot float those boulders up, but the living water from the throne room of God can. When we allow God to pour into us, spirit or source, however you think of it, that divine element, he can bring even the largest, heaviest boulder up to the top and skim it off just as if it were a small stone. I will say this has been a process, not an event, and it is a long process, but God is faithful to not give us more than we can handle at any one time. It hasn't been easy, but every step is worthwhile, and there has been a lot of joy along the way. So God gave me this picture of, I had this hand out going, no, God, I don't want that, but at the same time, I'm going like this. It's that contradictory thing that we do. So, you know, come, 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 go, 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 come, 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 go, go, go. And so God said, what are you allowing and what are you disallowing into your life? So the question I have for you today is, Are you allowing in the right things? So let's look at the word allow. The dictionary defines allow as consent to something, give permission, make a possibility or provide opportunity for, permit to be attainable, or cause to remain. Afford the possibility. If I sum all that up, my definition of it is get out of the way and permit something to occur. I am sometimes so defensive to not allow the bad things in that I also don't allow the good things in. I disallow the right things in when I don't believe I deserve them. It's so easy to condemn ourselves and judge ourselves, and we keep trying to do penance and make up for that which we can never fix. And when we judge ourselves as unworthy again because we failed to fix what can't be fixed, we just continue this vicious cycle. Enter Jesus into the picture. He can and already did fix what we can't. When we choose to allow him to be God and we receive with open hearts the love, compassion, correction, and grace from his hand, our wells or our hearts get emptied of the rocks and debris, and we're able to have a larger impact on our world, inside of us, and around us to build the kingdom. You are important enough, just as you are, for God to come and help you clean out your debris. It starts first with you and Jesus in relationship. He just wants you. It's not a system of rules. It's not a do this, do that. He just wants relationship. And yes, he will use your gift, talents, and abilities, but your foundation and your identity must begin with a relationship and a heart open to allow and receive his love for you. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we shift to begin allowing those things in.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome
Welcome back. This is Coach Lisa, and we've been talking about what are you allowing and disallowing into your life. And so we're talking about the boulders in our wells, and our wells being our heart, and the living water or the flow of water from source or spirit into your well. And we were talking about the relationship with Jesus is one of the foundational pieces where we start to get the debris out. And so I've also been on a personal growth journey over the last 3 years. And through that personal growth, God has brought up multiple times debris and rocks and stones and sticks and all these things. And I find that setting false expectations for myself really creates a lot of my own stress and my own dilemmas in my life. Expectation is a really good thing when it is an excitement. Setting a unrealistic expectation, and we all talk about that we are in a performance-oriented society. And that performance expectation, you think about sports, you think about music, you think about scholastics, college, you know, those of you who are in professional industries where you have to go on and get certifications, everything is performance oriented. And there's this expectation of performance. And I just want to say, Jesus does not have that same type of expectation. We carry that expectation of performance into relationship with Jesus, but he does not have it back. That's where grace comes in. So, yes, we continue to grow and learn and mature, but he gives us grace. We talk about being perfectly imperfect, and that basically acknowledges that in our humanity, God knows we're going to make mistakes, and he already accounted for that. That's why the cross was necessary. And as we continue to grow in relationship, for those of you who are parents, you grow in your relationship with your children. For those of you who are married, you grow in relationship with your spouse. As that relationship grows over time, you find the bumps, you find the bruises, but if the commitment is there, you continue to grow and you keep going. And I'm going to date myself just a little bit. I've actually been in relationship with Jesus for over 50 years. I'm still uncovering rocks and boulders and debris. I still mess up regularly and have to ask for forgiveness. It's just part of life. Being human and sinning does not disqualify you from being in a close relationship with God. When we choose not to own up to our mistakes and get it cleared up, again, just like it with you and your spouse or you and your children, if you did something wrong and you aren't willing to own up to it and clear the air, it's going to cause problems. Same thing in your relationship with God. Not owning your mistakes impacts your communication and your relationship. Jesus would not have had to make a way for us by dying on the cross if it wasn't known and necessary. He accounted for our weakness and our frailty because we are weak and frail. We are perfectly imperfect, and he knows that. So, what are you not allowing into your life because you have your hand up to God, resisting him and stopping the flow of the Spirit in your life? God showed me a few weeks ago, I had my hand up to something that he wanted to bring in. And it's something that I've been asking him for a long time. And he said, okay, it's time. I'm ready. And I went, oh, wait a minute. I'm not really sure about this. It was not something that I was consciously doing. It was subconscious. Once he showed me that I was resisting, I had a choice. Was I ready to move beyond the fear that was holding me back? Fear can stand for false evidence appearing real, or fear can stand for forget everything and rise. And I encourage all of us to adopt that second definition of letting go of the fear, embracing the fear in some ways can actually help you. When you resist fear, that's when it causes you problems. When you accept fear in and just acknowledge that it's another emotion in your life, that gives you the courage to go on and do things afraid. And sometimes that's what you have to do. And so God asked me, do I trust him enough to put my hand down and let him bring into my life the things that are meant for me? So I think I've shared before, but my word for the year, I have one for the first quarter of the year, and that is the word REST. And God told me it was an acronym, and what it's an acronym for is really experience spiritual trust. So the question to me is, am I going to put my faith where my desire lies? And the answer is yes. I choose to lower my hand and allow in the changes he wants to make. I am allowing him to console my grief. I am allowing him to pour love into the bottom of my well. And that love, again, is lifting these final remaining boulders to the top so that they can be set aside. I want to encourage you to take some time and identify the boulders that you have in your life. Most of them will feel like negative emotions or judgments. And so my giveaway today is a worksheet with a list of words to help you get started. Send me an email at coachlisa@lisabelts.com with the subject boulders, and I will email you the free worksheet. I'm also offering a free 30-minute coaching session to help you begin to work through your boulders. Mention that in the email if you're interested. We all have a path in front of us. We can either choose to be weighted down and burdened and exhausted as we walk on that path, or you can move into transformation. You can choose to shift things. In coaching, we joke about shift happens. Another word that I want you to think about if you are applying to yourself is the word should. Again, there's kind of a joke that says don't should on yourself. I should be a better mom. I should lose weight. I should do this. It goes back to that concept of expectation and setting false and unrealistic expectations so that you set the bar this high when you can only jump this high realistically. And when you can't hit that top mark, you consider yourself a failure. Again, it's that expectation and then that sense of should. And God will never come to you with that false expectation. He knows what we're capable of. And he knows what we're capable of both positively and negatively. I am not called to be a brain surgeon. It's just not something I ever had an interest in doing. I don't think it is a skill or an aptitude that I was given. I'm a good project manager. I'm a great life coach. But if I set an expectation of wanting to be a brain surgeon and I can't get there just because it's not my natural aptitude, I'm going to create stress and distress for myself. And I'm always going to be judging myself as not good enough. So what do you have in your life where you have set unrealistic and false expectations that you're trying to live up to and you constantly find yourself falling short because you truly, honestly cannot get there? Other emotions that will come up that are boulders are things where you compromise your core values. In one of my first shows, we talked about core values. Core values are the intrinsic things inside of you that you should not ever compromise. When we compromise our core values, if integrity is a core value and you're put in a work situation where you pretty much have to tell a lie for some reason, that's a compromise. That will create a boulder within you. Identifying your core values is an exercise that is also available on my website. If you go to www.lisabeltz.com, and that's LYSABELTZ.com, there's a core values worksheet out there that's free also. So thinking about the boulders and thinking about what you're allowing into your life, also consider the good things that you are not allowing in. Just as I was not allowing consolation to come into my well and help to heal or lift up and remove that boulder of grief. Again, I find a lot of us that grew up in church, we operate out of fear. We are so afraid of allowing things in that we're not 100% certain are God, that we also close out and don't allow God to bring things in that are purely from Him. And one of the pictures God gave me was, if you're bowling, when you're little, you've got the bumpers that you can put up on the sides of the lane to keep the ball on the lane. In life, we do the same thing. We put up those bumpers when we're young, and then when we get older and more proficient and more mature, those bumpers are still there. We haven't taken them down. We haven't removed them or deflated them. And so they actually prevent us from succeeding and being the best that we can be. So think about what you are allowing and disallowing, and then take some time in meditation or prayer and just listen, and listen with your heart to receive the guidance that you need to know where your well is full. I want to remind you that you are divinely designed and you are meant to be supernaturally unshakable. Let's make 2022 the year you allow your boulders to be removed. Looking ahead 2 weeks to my next show, I'm going to have Jessica Santos join me. She is my functional medicine provider. We're going to be talking about unshakable health. We'll talk about the difference between functional medicine and traditional medicine. Functional medicine addresses the holistic person, spirit, soul, and body. And it has made a huge difference in my health over the last year. I hope you'll join me next week. Go and have a great week. And remember, you are divinely and supernaturally unshakable. You've been listening to The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable with Lisa Belt. Tune in twice a month for your well-deserved dose of positive energy and your personal reminder that you are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. Find your true calling and influence the world around you for the better with your profound gift. Walk away feeling truly unshakable. Remember, God can't steer a parked car. So step on the gas now with Lisa and let Him do the rest.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, over on Highway 2 westbound, just west of State Route 204 around Milepost Number 2, the recent collision partially blocked in the right hand of the lane. Also on State Route 520 eastbound, near the on-ramp from Northeast 51st Street around Milepost 11, a recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the ramp there. Good thing those State Patrol are at both scenes to take care of those motorists. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
NBC
News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The average price of an existing home is hitting an all-time high. The National Association of Realtors says it hit $375,300 in March. That's a 15% jump from the previous year. Sales of existing homes are dropping as mortgage rates rise. The association says they fell by 2.7% in March. There were also fewer homes sold than previously thought in February. That number was initially just above 6 million, but has now been lowered to 5.93 million. A U.S. defense official says howitzer rounds have arrived in Europe to be given to Ukraine. The ammo started arriving yesterday, and more will be arriving today and in the coming days. The U.S. will send a total of 40,000 howitzer rounds to Ukraine to defend themselves against Russia as the invasion approaches 2 months. Over the last 24 hours, four flights of Ukrainian aid sent by the American government arrived in Europe. The former senior White House advisor for COVID response is criticizing a decision by a federal judge in Florida to overturn the CDC's travel mask mandate.
What the CDC needs to do is they need to study the data, and while they're not perfect, they're the best people to make this decision.
Andy Slavitt said while it's tempting to appeal the decision, the Biden administration should consider that if there's another surge in the fall, the CDC would have the ability to act if the decision isn't appealed. He added that since the virus is politicized, it's the administration's job to take the political heat. A Michigan man is angry because the tickets he bought for the Red Hot Chili Peppers turned out to be for a cover band called Red Not Chili Peppers. Michael Kastner reports.
I'm not the person that you thought I was.
A fan named Aaron told the Detroit Metro Times that the N looked like an H in the social media ad and the tickets were under $20, so he bought four of them. He swears he was completely sober when he made the purchase and he's fuming because the local venue won't give him a refund.
No,
he'll probably go to the show next week because he's a big Peppers fan.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
AJNW can help you build a rewarding show and podcast. Here's just one of our happy hosts.
Hi, this is Dr. K, host of Dr. K's Attuning to Your Abundance. I emphatically recommend you to the team at KKNW. The station is a great place for lots of messages, especially poets, writers, storytellers, singers, and musicians.
Learn more about hosting your own show and podcast. Call 425-653-1150.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies today with a few showers at times. High temperatures around 54, 55 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures back down to about 42. For Thursday, more showers expected. They will taper off to cloudy skies by the evening. High temperatures around 55. Low temperatures 41. Friday, again, clouds and rain to start things out. Moving to partly cloudy skies by Friday afternoon. High temperatures around 57, 58. A little bit warmer. Lows down to about 40. Saturday, partly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures around 60.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right, insights and practical health knowledge, and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help, and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on the Healing Hour right now. Hey, everybody, welcome. I am opening the show today. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the most fantastic show that Dr. Sharon Martin does. But it's this very special edition of the show, and that's why I'm sort of doing the MC role. Benny, what the heck does MC mean anyway? What does that
Master
mean?
Master of Ceremony.
Did you?
Master of Ceremony.
Of course you would know. Thank you.
Except for you, the Mistress of Ceremony.
Yeah, or it could be MC Hammer. Okay, we could do that.
Oh, okay.
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 Hey, look. This is an introduction for all of you. Really, really excited about it. I mean, it's so new. You're not really going to be able to find much about it today, but in a couple of days you will. This is when two incredible people that have a vision for healing, for changing the world, they understand, and it's really, this is an ancient concept, okay? And I just want to say it because I think like J.K. Rowling sort of stole the whole deal. This is about sacred magic, and there's a brand new show being launched here between two amazing women, and it is sacred magic. It's a new form of energy to transform yourself and the world. And today, I want to introduce you. Of course, you know who Dr. Sharon Martin is, but if you don't know who Dr. Sharon Martin is, you're going to find out a bit more today as she is teaming up with Dr. Georgia Herrera. Now, what I want you to know, Dr. Georgia has come forward in this world, has a unique approach to living and to healing. You're going to have fun today. You're going to understand as a practitioner. You're going to hear from her. She guides the body, the mind, as so does Dr. Sharon. So it's interesting. These two doctors, these two people that work with the body, right? This is what they do. They work with people in the body. And when you look at what happens as they take their journey forward, you then see they both have beautiful spiritual lives. And, you know, there was something going on in 2001. You're probably going to hear that from Dr. George, but I know, like, there was something going on in 2001 because I got hit smack right in the third eye with it. But here's what we want to say about them. They have now come together to create a brand new show that's all about you. You're going to hear who they are today. You're going to hear what the show is. But I want you to write this down because we are taking your calls right out of the gate. If you're over on Facebook, we will take your questions. This is an introduction of the show that is to come. 1-800-930-2819, live on-air readings with these two incredible women. 1-800-930-2819. Welcome to both of you for our little sneak peek. It's like a peek.
We have a little technological glitch. We lost Georgia. No glitch?
Nope. We're not going to even worry about that. We're going to get right to having you talk about the show, because whenever we have a talk about technical glitches, it started last night, so we're just probably bringing it forward. But here's what I learned from the show last night, and it wasn't just last night. It was a show that I did earlier in the day. We are tapping in to a new energy. And I cannot tell you that as a network, and Benny knows this, Benny and I, literally, we have had people in the studio that have shut down the power grid. So we understand what happens when you bring the energy together. Now, I will tell you that Transformation Talk Radio and I with Benny and KKNW, we've done and are doing some super things to really help with this. But when you're talking about enliven, activate, transmute, transform, when you're talking about bringing this energy forward, like these two women are doing, you are going to get a glitch in the matrix. You're going to get the deja vu cat that hops by when Neo says, oh, deja vu, and there's a blip in the matrix. Why? Because everything is energy. And when we're tapping into energies, healing energy, instantaneous healing energy that you maybe can't see, I'm telling you, you can feel it. So today we're going to get right at it. Dr. Sharon Martin, Dr. Georgia Herrera, thank you both for joining me here today. Thank you both.
This is so exciting. And we might blow the grids. We'll try to make it gentle, but I believe when we come together in combo, the power that we can call in and the vortex that we can create. There's nothing like it.
No. And the reason we know this, and the reason we're feeling it, was doing a show yesterday with Michelle Welch. She blew her CPU. Like, Michelle never blew. I mean, she's like, this is not like her first rodeo. She's got it going on. But there is an energy. Now, let me ask you each this question. It's just my signature question. I've been asking it for a long time. Both of you have come together. You've come together to introduce the world to sacred magic. I want to ask each of you, and it doesn't matter which one of y'all goes first. I want to know, given everything I've said about you, Sharon, everything people know about you, I want to know what energetic challenges and obstacles each of you had to overcome to be in this moment today. Dr. Georgia, let her go first.
Where do we start?
Darren and I are like, yeah, let's have Dr. Georgia do it.
I would say the number one thing that helped me was having a really hard life and at moments, not my whole life, just moments, and trying to build my own self-esteem. I already had direction on how to connect with God, but it wasn't that deep. And then I was desperate, and I wanted to learn what people were actually saying when they were talking to me and what God was saying through them. So I developed a very strong relationship inside to get guidance, to understand what people were saying to me. So it came out of need. And I tell people all the time, you know, if you have wounds, if you've been broken, you're available to be loved, and it's there if you want it. But so I know this sounds general. I can go as detailed or, you know, broad as
you. Yeah, give me another layer. I need to have another layer. We're gonna get down. We're gonna get down with this, right?
So a lot of my training were with spiritual gurus that were partly modern and partly in the old school where they were very critical. But they also had God connection. So I wanted to understand what they were saying. And it was also a very hard time for me when I was financially broke. I was living off of miracles. So for every bill to get paid, I had to do massive manifesting and prayers and surrendering. To not feel attacked, I had to learn when somebody, specifically my gurus, would say something to me, I would put Jesus or Mary in front of them so they could decode it for me and I could get what I needed. And I developed the language of love. And that was all out of neediness.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Because, you see, there's something that the three of us really have in common. And, you know, it is, we hear a lot about the phoenix rising up. And, Sharon, I want to hop over to you because when I first met you, you were talking about the fire within, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to watch the growth, the evolution, the expansion, the busting out, whatever you want to call it, is now we're talking about sacred magic, the healing hour, Dr. Georgia, Dr. Sharon, the whole thing, a whole new level. And this is what happens when you allow for the energy of the universe. But this did not come without you overcoming your own challenges, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we get healthy. Go on, Jen.
Go ahead, Georgia, finish up.
I was going to say, it's like we start getting healthy with our food and our body when we get sick. We try to get away with whatever we can. I think we're all naturally kind of lazy. And when we have a problem, we go in to solve it if we're motivated.
I think I'll echo that because, well, many of us had childhoods that weren't very fun or had moments that were really difficult. And so my evolution, my spiritual evolution, came out of a neediness for a hunger for belonging, a hunger for feeling right with my place in the world. And then the evolution became, and I think I'll talk a little bit more of how spirit, sacred magic came about, but then the evolution came about really suspending disbelief, and in that I mean suspending lack of confidence. If you don't have confidence, if you have doubts, just for that one moment when you take a step, you put it aside. Put it aside and take the step anyway. And so that continually putting it aside, sacred magic for me is a culmination of literally 20 years of searching. And what I think makes this even more special, and we're told all the time by spiritual teachers, we need to step into the energy of unity and teamwork. And this would not be powerful or would not be as powerful without me working with Georgia. So pulling two women together, both with the same goals, each of us have different approaches and different perspectives, that adds to the power as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting the support from people that we resonate with.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the energy of that is so in the forefront. You know, I sent Linda a video that I found. We heard that someone we knew back in the day when we were both clerks at Bell Labs, right? Rosemary Barenberg passed away. There are some people in our lives that we think will never leave. I don't know if you both have people like that, but I know for me, there are a couple people that have passed my way in life that at some level, I just never imagined them, their physical selves not being here. Now, energetically, I know people are here, right? All you got to do is listen to Mark on Thursday nights, and he will just tell you, everybody's here. There is a sense now of nostalgia as well as future technical visions for the world. And it is an interesting combustion because it's happening in the spiritual realm, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about, I just did a show with Brett. We're talking about racism. You know, we're talking about the energy of racism. Oh my God, what is it? 2022? How great is this? So for each of you, sacred magic, that has a mega energy that you both created. And I would love to know from each of you how that popped into your consciousness. And even more importantly, I want to make sure we're ready to go to the phones because we've got a caller that wants to work with you. So, Linda, hang on there for a minute. Before we go to Linda in Salt Lake, give us your perspective of the vision of sacred magic. You want me to flip a coin? Who goes first?
Let's let Georgia go.
Georgia, you're going to be first all day now.
Hey, well, the word sacred means everything to me. When you make your life sacred, to me, that's bringing in the connection of all that love that's everywhere, and that makes life fun. It makes it powerful. It gives people a mission when they bring in the sacredness, the meaning of life, the service, the receiving, the joy in life. And magic to me feels like the vibration of the Holy Spirit moving through. And it's a light, tingle, incredible sensation. And I'm not attached to words. As I've learned, we don't know what we think we know. All the time, I'm expanded in what I learn. So I respect people's different religions and where they come from and what they call magic, what they call sacred. But what matters is who putting the heart in something, putting the passion and having mission in what we're doing, and that makes something sacred. So this is one answer, but I could talk actually forever about it.
Yeah, you got that. And by the way, you're actually going to get a chance to talk forever because you both going to do a show, right? This we're talking about the
other forever. Time. Let's
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. Sharon, you're not off the hook, okay? You are part of this network and have been. I have thoroughly been honored to take this journey with you. And as a matter of fact, just as a sidebar, I was speaking with a caller yesterday who called in and speaking offline, and they said, wow, what the heck did you do to Doc Martin? See, they know you by Doc Martin. And I said, what do you mean? So I'm thinking right away, her website's down. I was thinking like, oh my God. So I go right to The Grid Is Falling. And they said, man, you know, I've been watching her for years. And don't you remember when she didn't like have a website? And I'm thinking, who is this person? But that's not the point. The point is we are in exponential growth and expansion now. Sharon, sacred magic for you. How'd you get there?
So in my search for finding my tribe, the place that I felt the most honored and able to expand and own my place between the earth and heaven was with my spiritual community. And that changed the people in the groups. And I guess kept learning more and more from them. And my teacher recently has been Dr. Patrice Fields, who is an amazing sensor and purveyor of energy. And you add to that the work I did with Dr. Georgia and really removing my inflammation about the world, because believe me, I had plenty. And Georgia and I worked really hard to bring Rose energy and the energy of Mother Mary and the peace, regardless of what's around me. And in all that learning, for me, magic was when you have the alchemy of things, 1 + 2 becomes 5. That's the world and the vortex of miracles.
Yeah.
And when I saw it at work in my studies with my spiritual community, and when George and I worked for the past year, we've been working together, I just thought now is the time to show people, to let them step into that vortex where anything is possible. When you're guided by spirit, we're not limited by what we think is the physical world or the material world. And so for me, magic holds that power of the miraculous. Wow. That's where everything that you open your eyes, that you see, that you touch, that you feel, says can't be done, and then boom, it's done. So
I love this. Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Linda, we're going right to the phone. So stay with us here. Benny will bring you on in a hot second. Benny, Olivia, Jacob, if you could, I would love for us to take a short break. When we come back, I am going to back up myself. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Sharon Martin, Dr. Georgia Herrera. When we come back, Linda, it's you and the world. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martine. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartineEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
You have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Healing Hour, and what we're going to do right now is this is a sneak peek. Is that good to call it a sneak peek?
Mm-hmm.
At your upcoming new show, right? That show will be in this time spot, so everybody listening here and, you know, others will have an opportunity. Even moving forward, people will have an opportunity to send you questions and really do all of that. So, Sharon, how do people find out about you? How do they find out about Georgia?
So drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. Everything you need to know is there. And Georgia, how should people reach you?
SacredMotherHealing.com.
Perfect. Pat, are we ready to talk to a caller?
Let's do it, Mr. Benny.
Linda from Salt Lake.
Hey, Linda, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Thank you. It's good to be able to talk to you. I feel honored.
Great to have you.
My question is, because I definitely have a connection with the sacred magic. I have lived miracles in my life. And what I am facing in my senior years is some blindness from glaucoma. And of course, the beautiful doctor I see, how this caller, Dr. G, says this is not reversible. But I don't believe that. So from a sacred magical perspective, what insights would you give me to reverse nerve damage?
Well, there is sacred magic, but you are right. On a tangible level, there are supplements that have proven to help with glaucoma.
blindness, and there's things out there for nerve healing. So I wouldn't give up if that's what you're feeling. Because whatever we're craving, whatever we know inside, there's a truth to that. And I don't remember what these things are, the physical, tangible things, but there are things out there for you to just keep your research. It's stuff I've come across over the years.
Yeah.
But we're going to go into your field. I call it your spiritual book, and let's see what comes up. And this can go in many different directions. Oh, you do have a lot of spirituality all around you. You like symbols. You have a lot of symbols and spiritual pictures all around you that you use, and those really work for you. And I'm tapping into the energy right now. You're doing a really good job on receiving, and you're actually not even in the physical realm. Like, that's not where your heart is. Your heart is on the spiritual realm. And when I'm channeling, connecting into the God vibration, I just have to go with what comes up. So nothing's come up about your question yet. They're just, the spiritual beings are showing me what we need to see. So there's no order to that. So, oh, Sharon. The purple is coming through. So before we started the show, Sharon said all the purple stones are coming up for the show. And just now, it just flooded through. And that's the high vibration. And what is purple? Purple third eye. And that's you using your spiritual sight to, oh, honey. Oh, this is getting fun and exciting. So you... Right now, you cannot rely on your physical sight. So you have to rely on your spiritual sight. And that's how I started talking about myself in the show. When I could no longer rely on my own ego, I had to rely on the spiritual world. And that's what you are doing. Good job. Really good job. And I keep getting this sense of you needing to fall into that even more, to relax your body and release resistance and letting that love vibration guide you even more, the right supplement, the right neurologic, chiropractic, acupuncture, those kind of things that you need.
So, George, I'm going to chime in for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I instantly went, before the show started, two stones spoke to me and said that they would be needed today. And the first is ruby zoisite. So it's a beautiful red with purple tint. And that speaks to the heart, the power of the heart energy. And the other is lepidolite. And this is a deep purple with gray flecks. And what I'm feeling here is taking that heart energy, and as you picked up, Linda lives in the spiritual realms very beautifully, but this lepidolite is going to ground. It's going to bring that heart energy grounded, which will also bring it into the body. And bringing it into the body will give her the insight she needs for the cellular healing and the choice of supplements that will work for her. But this combo of the beautiful, gorgeous, ruby-colored heart energy grounded by high vibration, although grounded with lepidolite, with the purple. So that's, I'm just feeling that right now, is having that energy come, being embodied, and putting the heart energy into all of the cellular matrix, all of the cellular matrix, and asking that each mechanism, each biochemistry stores itself to its holy perfection. So that's what I'm feeling, is the ability to restore to the holy perfection.
And when you first started, Sharon, the colors and the stones were stirring up the pain within you, Linda. And I was holding space of love for that pain to surface so you don't have to be alone in that. And for the vibration of love and that fear to be acknowledged and guided, and to let that hurtful vibration move deep, deep into you. The pain is actually around your throat and your heart area emotionally, and that's where you're needing this, with the grief, the sadness, and the worry. And it's great. It's really great grief. And this is the only the highest vibration can understand that level of pain. And that's the kind of pain, when you give it over to God love and make that any way you want it, don't worry about any words, that becomes food for the garden to the spiritual beings. They want that pain. They want you to give it to them. So it's a good thing. It's the opposite of selfish. It's service. Oh, yeah, there it is. Now I feel you. Okay, help me increase it, Sharon, for her. It's really, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The energy is really moving for you, and I love a good overachiever. You're really moving it and giving it over. Oh, I just had a vision of you holding a basket. Oh, that's appropriate for Easter. And handing it over as a little Easter egg. Oh, now the purple's moving through, like coming through you. It's very beautiful. Good job. Really good job.
Linda, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Yeah, I can feel the energy moving.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask Sharon, Dr. Georgia, what might we give Linda to do now on her own? What can she do now on her own? Homework.
I'm a big homework fan. Every time the worry, the suffering comes up, to keep giving over that basket and give that over to her divine being. And then she's going to let that purple light or whatever light they give her that day, let it run through her, and then ask for the miracles. That's going to create space in you. And then from there, you're going to be guided to all the things you need.
And I see turning that beautiful heart space towards yourself and realizing that it's not selfish to ask for that high spiritual love vibration to come to you as well. As you give it to so many others, now is okay. It's always okay to nurture yourself, restore yourself. And I just see bringing that heart energy. The stones say the gorgeous rosy ruby color and the purple gray lapidolite, but whatever colors work, come in through the heart space and go to your cellular matrix. Make that an active meditation for bringing the highest spiritual vibration to all your cellular machinery.
Wow. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. Will you please keep us informed about how this works with you. And on a personal note, let me just say this to you. Linda, are you still there?
Yes.
So when I got my two knees done, it was the first time in my life that anybody talked to me about the nerves in my body. And it was an interesting journey, too long for this show, but I got myself super uber educated about them. Everything from being put on a prescription of nerve blocker, which I didn't even understand the side effects. And so I had to become a student to educate myself on remedy. And so because I come from a holistic place when it comes to healing, I would encourage you to really rise up energetically, rise up hopefully, rise up inspiredly, and rise up now with this new shifting that both Dr. George and Dr. Sharon have really done during this show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you have any questions, Sharon, why don't you give out your phone number and make sure that, you know, anybody listening to this show and, of course, Sacred Magic, we'll have plenty of phone numbers and information. But each of you, please give out your contact. Then we're going to go to break, and then we've got another caller.
Okay, cool. Quickly, the easiest way is my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. And for Georgia, it's sacredmotherhealing.com.
I love it. Benny,
I love it. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. We're going to go to a short break. Benny, if we could, please. And then when we come back, we're going to hop right over back on the phones again. We've got, I believe, Karina from California. So let's just take a shorty, Mr. Benny, and we'll be right back.
Happening in your life, reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you were most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clare-ity.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Whenever you start worrying or doubting, or whenever the inner mean chatter starts to steal the show and calm just goes out the window, here's a quick 30-second practice that you can do at any time. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. Let's breathe out everything right now. And breathe in for four. One, two, three, four. Breathe out, four, three, two, one. Breathe in and mentally say, I am. Breathe out. See the letters of the word calm dripping in front of your awareness. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, calm. There you go. For more of this, go to ClaudiaSMCoaching.com and click on Meditate.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that a whole self already knows.
Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
I remember all of the things that I thought I wanted to be. Those days, find a way out of my world and finally free.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. What I want to say is, Benny, what I want to just get right to our fabulous caller, right? And make sure we have plenty of time to have Karina have the experience, Mr. Benny. Why don't we bring on Karina?
Hi.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, everybody. I have been a longtime listener of the Transformation Talk Radio.
Yes,
and,
you are.
yes, and I was... listening today, and, one of your speakers, not on this show, but the other show, said that the listeners that are listening to this radio station, you know, they're very spiritual beings, and I really feel that. I feel that I am where I'm supposed to be and that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, yet I feel I have to do more, but... like you or someone in this show said that we're naturally lazy beings.
That's
hard
to
me.
I'm comfortable.
I'm
going to jump right in here so we don't lose any of your time. Right away, two stones that actually came to me before the show and said, keep me close, we're going to be needed. Two stones just jumped out, and when you talk about having all these spiritual ideas but not bringing them forward as much as you'd like, the two stones that jump out are tiger iron, which is a dark black brown with burgundy stripes, and blood stone, which is a dark green with red dots like a drop of blood on a stone. And both of those are telling me that you need a little help in your physicality, a little stamina, a little extra nourishment. George, are you following? And these stones, yes? Okay. Talk to me, Georgia.
Well, I think I'm going to be very direct, very rude, out of love. You're working with too many people that have recently died that are not good for you, and your fields are not clean, and you're trying to get the energy and answers and connection from them so you can feel, actually, I don't know 100% why. But regardless, and they're kind of, for lack of better words, attacking me because I'm going to be the one to say, this is not good for you. It's killing you.
And tiger iron and bloodstone are very strong powerhouses of your energy body of protection. Not only are they the nourishment of the iron or crystal, but they are strong like shields and just armor, strong, powerful, energetic armor.
I would take a break from working with the realm of ghosts and work more for a little while with Archangel Michael to
create that separation, but not forever, because he's not a gentle, sweet thing, but to help cleanse your energy and to use those stones, because you are a channeler, but you've been in the dark stuff and not knowing it when it's not your nature. And a lot of this is DNA passed down from your family. So you're going to have to work hard, Mama. You're going to have to work really hard, but it's going to be worth it. There is a lightness and a usefulness when you start doing this work. And like Sharon said, it's going to move immediately when you start really moving your body. I mean, and I keep feeling like it has to be rude. I have to be intense to tell you, because you're going to have a lot of forces against you saying, no, 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 stay still in your chair. No, 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 stay still. But because that movement is going to shake it up.
Mm. Yeah, these stones are powerful enough. They're warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to take no prisoners. And so moving your energy field out of that realm, that if you're tapping into things that are toxic for you or disempowering, and sometimes you get fooled. Sometimes when you connect, you're told that this is a good thing and that you're being selfless in the connection, but it's also a trick. So you have to watch for the tricksters in the energetic world. And these stones, the tiger iron and the bloodstone, are warriors, protection and warriors, and feeding off of what George is saying and adding adding to her energetic vortex that she started.
Mm-hmm.
We are putting a shield of protection around you. We are mobilizing your inner warrior. And we are bringing you the sustenance that you need, the nourishment you need to keep going, because for a short while this may feel like a battle.
Yeah.
But you will come through. If you hold on tight, even if you go get a piece of tiger iron and a piece of bloodstone, hold on tight. Feel the energy of these beauties around your field. Put a shield around yourself. Imagine that bubble. Strong, strong, strong bubble connected to the iron core crystal of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping any of those feeding tubes from parasitic energies in the other realms, cut those free. Cut those free and don't let them sap you or fool you. Don't let them be tricksters. Do not be fooled.
Yeah.
Karina, how does that sound? Oh, sorry.
Let me add, this is very important. It will feel like fooled because we're addicted to the old feelings, but love is love and light is light. Love and light cannot trick you because that it just is what it is. Okay.
Wow. Oh, Karina, how are you feeling? Give me a sense. And first of all, give us a sense of where you are right now.
You know what? I am in the sense of shock because I feel like I'm in the light and I don't think I'm working with ghosts. I don't intentionally work with ghosts. I work with God. I work mostly with God and the white light and angels. But definitely spirit, I know they're out there and I know they do attach to people and things. But me intentionally to seek it out, I don't do that. So that is kind of shocking to me.
Let me give some insight into that for a minute. I'm going to jump in because the time is of the essence. If you listen to the show that I did with Michelle Welch, and you get her book, her new book addresses this. And what she says is a lot of times when a spirit shows up, I'm just going to say spirit. They're not good. They're not bad. They just are. Let's just call it that for a minute. She says too often we want to get out the sage and like sage everything. But sometimes... Mm-hmm. A simple question to the energy, right, because everything's energy. A simple question is what's called for, Karina. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, because ghosts, not ghosts, it's energy. salt energy. But ask it, because most of us have had things drop off our shelves, windows break. I mean, come on. And most of the time we run or we go to our mentor and we say, what do I need? And, you know, spray vinegar. Michelle shared something yesterday that I started to do immediately. If something shows up, an energy, you feel it, right? Ask it a question. And then you can decide if you want it there or not. If you don't want it there, if there's nothing else to do, ask it to leave. See what I'm saying, Farina?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I didn't realize there were any energies that I didn't want around me, that are around me. I didn't realize that. And that's why it kind of shocked me that...
Look, it has
to do with the grieving of missing your loved ones. It doesn't mean it is your loved ones, but it has to do with the grieving. And I feel that God connection in you, and this is just blocking your true beauty, because the beauty is very, very strong in you. And there's a new lightness that you're going to feel when you do this. That's why Sharon and I were pushing hard, because that lightness is, and that beauty is you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
And if you want to work with Georgia, sacredmotherhealing.com or me, drsharonmartin.com.
Yeah. I highly recommend you do that. And I don't know if these both of them are doing things together. But, Karina, this is a short show. These are short questions. We're giving you the best answers we can. Both of these women have done a phenomenal job. But there's more. There's more to know about this that we just can't get in the next 30 seconds, Karina. I hope you will call back, okay?
Yes, sure will. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Yeah. Wow. What a great show. We're right at the tail end. Please let folks know how they can find out about you. You know, let me just say this. I come from a very interesting religious and spiritual childhood. Thank you for that, stepmom, right? But I learned something important in my own healing, and it was this phrase: God is everything. God either is or God isn't, right? What will I choose? Not God is only God, or whatever you call God. I mean, for years, it was goodness on demand. But whatever that energy is, it's available to all of us. And I want to thank you, ladies, for introducing us to sacred magic. Okay, please give out your websites. Let folks know how to get a hold of you. And let me give a shout out to all of our Facebook people. I did my best.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversation to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is slow movement and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in, to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative...